Times in life when we know that we can do it. We face an exam, we pick up the paper, look at the questions, and sit back confidently, knowing that we will pass because we know the answers. Our young mother-to-be realizes it'll just be a few more contractions, and a new child will have come into the world. She knows it's just about over. She's about to give birth to her first child. Or you're trying to persuade someone that you love them. It's been a steady uphill fight. Now suddenly you see in the other person's eye a slight gleam and hint of their love and affection that is being given to you in return. You recognize that there's still going to be a great deal of effort ahead, but you know that it's going to be possible to win your beloved. These and so many other experiences in our lives are experiences of tough, difficult situations where we recognize we are equal to what is ahead of us. And in this evening's Mass, we are given this kind of encouragement that no matter how difficult things might be in our lives, the strength of God will be there always so that we can do whatever is required of us. In the gospel scene of the Annunciation, we saw how the Blessed Mother responded to the angel. She does not say that she is not good enough to be chosen. She doesn't say, "Why don't you go out and find someone else?" She doesn't give all kinds of excuses. She does not describe her weaknesses and faults. And she doesn't ask and wonder what will be the sufferings and the difficulties entailed. She does, however, ask one basic practical question, obviously a very important one to her. And having received the answer from the angel, she says, "All right, now let's get on with it." That kind of serene confidence may not be possible for each of us, but it certainly does happen to be the goal of the Christian life. As each of us continues to grow physically, spiritually, psychically. And today, as we reflect on the Annunciation, the last Sunday before Christmas, we might ask ourselves both why that kind of confidence that Mary had should be reflected and justified in our own life, and why it has possibly not arrived at that point yet. To begin with, we know very little about the historical Mary from sacred scripture. The authors of the Gospels were more concerned about giving us religious and theological truths rather than facts about her life. Best way that we do know about Mary, however, is through her son. Jesus is the sacrament of Mary. The sacrament of Mary in a very real sense. It means that Jesus reveals in his own life what Mary, his mother, was like. Just as any son reveals to other people what his mother was like. Jesus reveals to us what Mary was like by Jesus' own lifestyle, his confidence, his serenity, his depth, his wisdom, his wit, his courage. In that way, Jesus shows a great deal of truth about his mother, reflected in his own life. It's very safe to say that Mary, as a teenage Jewish peasant girl, who quite likely could neither read nor write, because that was the stance of the lifestyle of the girls at that time, did not have any Holy Spirit whisper into her ear. She was not in the process of doing some kind of long, profound study of Holy Scripture. She was not a PhD candidate. She was not a mystical enthusiast. She was simply a young Jewish peasant girl who, more than any other, saw the reality behind the appearances. That's the difference to begin with. She saw the reality behind the appearances. And that kind of prompt and confident answer that she gave to the angel was based on the knowledge that the living Father, the Lord God, loved her. And she knew that. She knew that even before the angel appeared on the scene. And that kind of confidence that Mary had in faith, that took her through the difficulties and the hardships and the suffering, is in reality available to each one of us. Perhaps not in the kind of special way that it was to Mary, but in basic essentials, it is available to us too. We could go through our life with the same kind of serenity and confidence that Mary had in her own response to the angel. The question today is, why don't we? The answer is that while we know we are able to pass exams, we can do well in our jobs, we can heal conflicts, we can win lovers, we are still scared stiff when it comes down to matters religious. Almost all of us would be much better at this religion business if we really believed the Christian life was something that we could really do. What was the secret that this little teenage Jewish peasant girl had that enabled her to be so confident? Mary's secret was incredibly simple, unbelievably simple. She knew that she did not have to do it by herself. She knew that she did not need to do it by herself. We may well debate as to how much Mary understood of what it was in store for her when she said yes to the angel. The theologians in the old days said that Mary knew everything ahead of time and then accepted it. Theologians today, with whom I would agree, think that Mary knew very, very little of what was ahead of her, except that she had just agreed to become a mother. And realistically, under the circumstances, she had every single reason to believe that her task would be difficult, demanding, and dangerous. Every reason to believe that her mission that she had accepted was something beyond her own native abilities, something that she knew she would never be able to do by herself. But she also knew that the living God loved her so much, the Lord would make up for all that she lacked, and that the two of them together would be more than adequate to whatever responsibilities there would be in her future. To her, it was that simple, that kind of serene confidence and faith of God with her, Emmanuel. Our problem is, quite likely, that in our own religious education, so many, many of us have been taught that in our relationship with God, we are kind of locked in a contest with God. That the Lord imposes certain demands upon us, the Lord expects certain things of us that we are supposed to meet, and then having given us the challenge, God stands back and watches to see if we are going to fulfill all those demands, and perhaps occasionally dole out a little help so that it won't quit. Unfortunately, for so many people today, this is the attitude they have been taught in religious education of their relationship with the living God. What Mary saw, which made all the difference, what Mary saw at the Annunciation when the angel told her, was a recognition of a completely different relationship with God. That there was all the while a loving, loving union with God. A God who was not standing by idly, watching, but rather a God who was there right at that moment and all through her life. A God who was supporting her, sustaining her, assisting her in everything she did. And a lesson for us to learn that God is in our lives each moment in the same way. This is why we celebrate the Incarnation, Christmas, Advent, Jesus becoming one with us, Emmanuel, the Lord with us, that the Spirit of Christ risen is within us. It means that the present moment is good because God is in it. It means that God is working in every area of our humanity. In our joys and in our sorrows, the Lord is present. In our laughter and in our tears, the Lord is present. In our hopes and in our worst fears, the Lord is present. That is the mystery that Mary understood through her faith. That is the mystery she wants us to understand. The picture of the Annunciation today tells us, relax, enjoy Christmas, you're entitled to it. But then above all, the Annunciation says much more. Be confident, have faith. There will be sorrows and sufferings and pains in your life, but you will be able to handle them because the Lord is Emmanuel. The Lord is with you. And in the end, there'll be no tears and no grief, but only the joys.